think it would be nice.
Remember the big log in St. Lawrence River? Between the lakes?
Questions? Or you want
there
to
was
do
a boat from
Emmett.
Well, I don't know. It depends an awful lot on what what your energies are. Would you like to go try to help us with the background a little bit? You said that you had thought. It depends on your energy level. If you feel like, you know, you said that you had thought, you had looked at these questions and you had thought about them. You haven't done any of them. All I know about right now is how John was born.
Do you remember your grandfather and grandmother, of course? All right, now it depends. Which grandparents do we talk about?
You choose.
I faintly remember my grandfather with that big great beer.
The one you showed me on the picture.
Yeah, I faintly remember, but I am not so sure if I only remember that his face from the picture which was hanging in our living room, yes? This here.
Is he from Lear?
Yes.
Lear, Austria.
This is Rudolf Rosenberg, Ruben Rosenberg.
Okay.
Yes, he was married to Marie Seligman, Tante Marie. She was called in the whole Jewish congregation Tante Marie. She was a very tiny woman. And you would never have believed that a tiny woman like her could have had that many children. And her bedroom was, by our standards, no bedroom, because they lived in the old part of town where the houses were built in the Dutch style. We came into the house, little step up, and there was a big hall which was called the Diele, yes, entrance, but it was not living space. Most places they did some business there. Then you went up a few steps, you could go down a few steps from the dealer to, then you got into the basement. A few steps up, then you got into the living room, which was already the whole distance from the street away. And so there were hardly any daylight there. The daylight came in through a window from the side,
mm-hmm.
But the next house was probably not more than 3 to 4 feet away.
Right. So it was very dark.
The old towns, you know, you see the pictures of old Dutch towns with those gabled houses. This was a house like that. You know, Ostfriesland and Haarland is almost the same. And then part of the living room was divided off with a thin wall, and there was a little wooden door. Very simple, and there was a little room just wide enough to accommodate a mattress. They didn't have a real bed. It was the Bettstelle. It was a stall in which the bed was just arranged. And that room did not have a window. It was more a closet. Over the bed, in the wall, there was maybe 2 or 3 bricks taken out. And behind the living room, on the side of the bed, these beds were called in Ostfriesland Butzen. Butzen was a kitchen. The kitchen had no window. The kitchen had only a light from the roof,
mm-hmm.
coming in, that was being opened with a long stick. Yeah? I just say that. Because there was no other ventilation than opening the door, if they wanted to open the door, the air went through the little hole by
the
bricks left out, and that went through the kitchen. Yeah? There was no light in there. Later on, when the house got electric lights, they got electric light bulb hanging from the ceiling too, in this Butze. That's where my grandmother lived all our married and widowed years without fresh air, very little and frail, and she died at the age of 88.
Right.
And there she had all her children. Now, the women didn't go to hospitals. I believe there wasn't even a hospital in town. The doctor didn't come, there were only midwives.
How many children?
I believe she had 8 or 9.
Right.
You have to, we can count them there on the picture.
Right.
I don't know anymore.
Right.
And, yes, okay, that's, I remember her.
Well, anyway.
And
yeah.
You want me to refer to the family tree, then I can give you all.
No. I was kind of curious. No, I
remember
her
very
well.
Remember
nobody
her. Can forget Tante Marie.
Right.
Yes? Okay, that's the question.
But
I remember
had,
now
yeah, what
on
did
the
he,
side
but, yeah.
of my mother's side, Bella.
What did he do, though? What was his.
Who?
His He was a...
Rudolph.
Reuben Rosenberg was a junk dealer.
Was the junk dealer.
That he established a junk dealership in that part of the old town.
Right.
Where they lived. Kamp. It was called Kamp.
Was that in Leer?
In Leer.
Leer, Austria.
In Leer under Kamp. Kamp was a name that this area got already medieval times, maybe came from the part, from the time of the Romans. That's where the if the army or armed forces came through, where they camped.
Right, right. In Leer. Leer wasn't a big place, though, was it? Small town.
As long as I could remember, it had only 13,000 population. Never more. It always stayed at around 13,000 population.
You know what, I remember the story when you would look up at the ceilings in the wintertime and sometimes there would be icicles. I remember. Was that, that was in
that
in
was
your
in Leer. That was right. In Leer. Yes, we had an old big house, duplex.
No, but you told me, you, so Martha, somebody told me that, you know, it was terribly cold.
Martha probably told you that too. That our house was covered with
slate. Yeah.
The slate was on slats, on
right.
wooden slats, laid, nailed into wooden slats. It was very cheaply built, the top of the house. There were no boards under the slats, so there was no insulation. There was, the upstairs was full of rooms. All the bedrooms were upstairs for us. The big bedroom on one side of the house where my mother slept and the girls, there was a ceiling where we slept. Yes, we were exposed. There was an open slat roof. Yes. And the cold wind and some drops, raindrops came through. And snow was there, melting snow worked its way through, and when it froze, so we had icicles on the ceiling. But it didn't matter. We had a water faucet up there, and there we stood in the morning, topless, and washed ourselves. Water was, was cold, but we had a convenience. We had some water upstairs, right where we had, near our bedrooms.
Plumbing, or was that from?
No, a faucet, not from the roof.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But I also knew my grandmother in Aschbach, because when I was about 5 or 6.
Which side is this on? Which side? Is this the Rosenberg side?
No, on my mother's side.
Okay,
mother
now you're going over on the Wexler. Now you're
Wexler.
Going.
My mother took a little respite in one of those periods and went to visit her mother, because her mother, Bella Wexler, geborene Falk, nee Falk, had a stroke and was bedbound for many years, I don't know how many. Yes, and so my mother wanted to visit her mother, and that way I came to, she took me and Zemi along, I suppose, to Ashbach. And
that must not be right.
Right.